This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of two officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain continues today. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Attorneys will continue their questioning of a doctor who examined McClain's lungs. They're trying to determine exactly how McClain died after being stopped by police in 2019. The official cause of death is ketamine, which paramedics forcibly injected him with. McClain then suffered a cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital. But in early testimony, the physician said McClain inhaled a potentially fatal amount of vomit as officers tried to subdue him. Trials for another officer and two paramedics are scheduled for the coming months. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado's members of Congress are thinking about a potential government shutdown, including Republican Lauren Boebert. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
During a committee hearing, Boebert urged the House to pass a series of appropriations bills. Boebert demurred on whether she'd support a temporary government funding measure known as a CR until that work is done.
Things may get a little bit uncomfortable, but we are going to change the status quo of what is happening here.
The House has only passed one of the 12 individual appropriations bills and is expected to work on four in the coming week. But those bills are also very different from the Senate's. The upper chamber is expected to work on a CR to keep government open past the looming deadline. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Democrat Jason Crow says any shutdown can be blamed on House Republicans.
Governing by dysfunction, which is what the Republican-controlled House continues to do, is not the answer to any of this. And in fact, many of my Republican friends, of which there are many, are saying the same thing.
Unless funding legislation passes this week, non-essential parts of the federal government will close October 1st. Arapaho Basin is running its snow guns. The Vail Daily reports the ski resort started making snow for the first time this season early Saturday. A-Basin hasn't announced an opening day. It is typically one of the first resorts in North America to open. Last year's opening at A-Basin was October 23rd. This is CPR News.